It looks like, actually, we're going to be speaking to Tommy Atkins straight away down in the Geelong hub. And it looks like we've got him down holding the microphone. He's down there with our great pothole. The pothole won't be firing the questions, but I think Tommy can hear us down there. Tommy, we can see you. Congratulations on the performance tonight. But it looks like you've really been able to put yourself into that back line like a hand into a glove, and it fits perfectly.
Nah, not at all, mate. No, it's been it's been a bit of a change this pre-season, trying to get used to it and obviously learning a whole new set of skills. But, I thought we defended pretty well tonight as a unit. They were able to take a few grabs and kick a few on us. But, I thought especially late game, we were able to finish the game out well.
Yep. Talk to us about how you've found the adjustment. You and I spoke early in the pre-season about the role that you would play and that how you're enjoying the challenge that came with it. But, the last 4 or 5 weeks, how have you adapted to the role, and what's made the adaption appear to us to be fairly simplistic?
Oh, no, it's been anything but, to be honest, Tommy. I don't know, just repetition through training. I've sort of been doing it since early December now, so just getting the reps in and, I said it to you earlier, the unit that we've got back there make it so easy to just slot in and, just follow instruction, really. That's pretty much all I did tonight, was just go where I was told to go and try and impact when the ball was in my area. And, like I said, it's a great unit down there and it's pretty easy to slide in.
Tom, Mark Neild here. I think you did a little bit more than just go where you're supposed to go. One of the things that we kept commenting on, we thought your defensive one-on-one stuff was outstanding, and we know the way you play. You're hard at the footy and you're hard at the guy, and that's why we love watching you play. Mate, you wouldn't know the numbers, or at least I don't think you. You've had 28 disposals. So for someone having their first crack at this level across half-back, so in terms of going at the footy, I'd be interested for you to explain to the Cats fans that are listening about, okay, first game back, you would have thought, well, I'm just going to nullify my opponent, not worry about the ball. Mate, you've had more disposals than most of your midfielders.
Yeah, I was just thinking that's probably what I had in 6 games last year, so a bit of a change. But, to be honest, the pressure up the field really helps our defenders. We rely a lot on our forwards and mids being able to send those kicks high into us, and then we can sort of get a bit of a better read on it. Especially for me, I'm not much of a marker, so when the pressure's on the ball and it comes along the ground, then that's probably when I'm better suited, and that happened a lot tonight. So, a bit of junk time stuff at the end as well, like kicking back and forth, so I wouldn't read too much into it, to be honest, and it's just a JLT game, so, nothing special.
No, Tom, you've done really well. We understand all the media training. We don't want to pump yourself up. So, look, we'll do that. We'll do that. We thought you played a tremendous game. Just a quick comment, please, around some of your new teammates. Everyone wants to know about, Sean Higgins, Jeremy Cameron, Isaac Smith. Just, we know how they play. Just what are they bringing to you as a young player off the field and instruction, that type of stuff?
Yeah, experience is a big thing. They've obviously all played a lot of games. Jez is just a cool head. He's slotted in great down forward. He hasn't had that much match practice at training, so to see him tonight flying for grabs and stuff, it looks very promising. Higo's just he's a great voice as well. He's really good on the outside, so he's handy to watch just at training. He really reads the ball well and reads where the second handball is going to go. So. And Izzy's run obviously helps us defenders. I think in the third quarter we were sort of out on our feet a bit, and Izzy was back trying to spark a bit of a run. So it always helps when you've got those sort of mature heads in, and I've said before, it's going to help a lot once we get to finals footy and stuff.
Tommy, Jordan Clark didn't have a great 2020. I think only made 3 senior appearances. Just couldn't seem to get any rhythm to his footy last year, and it was hard, obviously, in the COVID lockdown and then the scratch matches that were being played. But he seems to have bounced back this pre-season really well, and evidenced by his performance tonight.
Yeah, he had a great year last year. He actually played really well, but the team was very strong, and I think his roles were just filled at the time. So, I wouldn't say that he was out of form or anything like that. It was probably just the way the team was. I found myself on the end of it as well. It's just when you're playing for such a good team that's going to compete, there's going to be spots that, you're going to miss out on every now and then. But he definitely played really well tonight. He's trained so well through the preseason. And, third year, it's pretty amazing where he's at for a 20-year-old. So, hopefully see a lot more of him this year.
Yeah, do you have a bit of a synergy with him because you were same draft? Not same draft because you were a rookie, but because you were part of that sort of same intake?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you hang out with the people that you get drafted with, for sure. Yeah, like Clark is a great fella. You know, he's a bit of a cheeky bugger, but I like him a lot.
Yourself and you and I did speak for that article for krockfootball.com.au about the, you know, missing out finals last year, well, missing after the qualifying final. For those who might not have read the article, can you just give us a bit of a reflection of your mindset when that was all happening, and I suppose you, how you reflect on it now, 4 months, 5 months on?
Yeah, do you want the truth about my mindset? There's different mindsets at different times, to be honest. I think the early days, I was, very conflicted. But, you know, once I sort of took a step back and spoke to a few people, spoke to Cheese and spoke to the old man, you know, it does become more about the individual, more about the team, sorry, than the individual. And, you know, I said, yeah, it feels like the worst time of your life at the time, but, you know, it's not about that. You know, we lost the grand final, and, I was just happy to see the boys playing off for the flag and very disappointed when they lost. No matter how conflicted I was at the start when I got dropped.
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy, you've handed yourself with class through that, and you handed yourself with absolute class in the back line tonight. We can't wait for Adelaide in a fortnight's time and hope that you are in the 22. We'd be surprised if you're not, and looks like you've found yourself a little roll down back, which is fantastic for you, and long may it continue. Well done tonight. Great to talk to you, and look forward to catching you during the season.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks, guys.
Tommy Atkins joining us downstairs. Really appreciate him giving some of his time post-match after an impressive performance.